Praise the Lord, good morning. It is a joy to be in the house of God. Amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms, Psalm 23, and let's read it. Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Just to pray. Thank you, God, for your word, your promises to us, that you are our shepherd and we are your sheep. Oh Lord, thank you for leading us beside quiet water, make us lay down in a green pasture. Thank you, Lord, that you're leading us in the way of righteousness for your name's sake. We thank you, Lord, that you are with us even if we are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. We fear no evil for your rod and your staff comforting us. You're leading us always in the way of righteousness. Thank you. You're always anointing of yours upon us, to leading us in the right way. Thank you, Lord, for the overflowing, the blessing. My cup, our cups are overflowing with your blessings, O God. And also for the table, for the bounty that you had prepared for us along the years, O Lord. Even in the presence of enemies and those who does not wish us good, still you are blessing us more bountifully. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy and love that always following us till the time you come and take us with you to heaven. We thank you, Lord, for all these blessings. Let our heart be full of thanksgiving to God. Yes, Lord, we thank you for all what you give us, our families, our good health, the provision, the income, the deliverance, solving the problems, giving us solutions. We thank you for all these things, for the miracles and the wonders that you are doing always for us to sustain us, to live a life for you and to serve you. Let's now come to God to confess to him our sins and our shortcomings and mistakes and wrongdoings and things that we should do and we did not do. Just confess them to God, that we commit ourselves that we will not do it again, and we shall also commit ourselves to do what is right and just. Let us confess our sins. As we confess, he will cleanse and he will purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank God for the blood of Jesus that always there to help us, to lead us to full repentance, to forsake our sin and our wrongdoing. We thank you, Lord. Let's come to God now and ask Him our needs, what we are in need for healing, for help, for favor, for protection. Let's ask Him. Lord, hear our prayer. Provide the needs, O God, provide our needs in the name of Jesus. Answer all prayers. Solve problems, open doors, give opportunities, give wisdom, give favor, give healing, Lord. Lead your people to do your will, give discipline, correction, grant repentance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray now for one another. If you know any brother or sister has any problem, difficulty, lift up this brother or sister into the hand of God. Hear our prayer, Lord. Hear our prayer, our cry, and our intercession for our brothers and sisters who are in need. Hear us as we are praying for them, Lord. Pray now for your job, for your boss, the place that you are working. Pray that you will be the light for others. Pray that you will spread His word. Pray that you will be a good example. Pray for that job to be improving and prosper, so you too will prosper. Thank you, Lord. Bless, O God, the places that you are working, Lord. I pray for all the companies that our brothers and sisters are working in, the places to be prospered. Bless them for their sake so they will receive their salaries. I pray for those who have delayed salaries that they will receive all their salaries on time and all the balance. They will receive it also and whatever due for them. Give them favor, make them good examples to others to bring your word to them in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now pray for your family. Let's pray for our families. Pray for your parents. Pray for your children. Pray for your wife. Pray for your husband. Lord, hear us as we are praying. Bless our families. Pray for each and every husband to be submissive to you, to lead his family in your way. I pray for the wives to be submissive to their husbands and to be obedient to the instruction they receive from the Lord. I pray for parents to work together to lead the children in the way of righteousness. We pray also for blessing upon each and every family, provide their needs, Lord. Guide them and help them, strengthen them with your love and your mercy, O God. Pray now for the place that you came from. Pray for your friends, your relatives, your neighbor. Pray that God will use you to spread His word to these places. Yes, O God. Bless these places that we came from, O God. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, bring salvation, your word to them. And I commit myself, we commit ourselves to bring your word to our friends, relatives, neighbors. Oh God, those among them, our family members who are unsaved, we pray that we'll continue to raise them with the gospels of yours. Let's pray now for this country where God had placed his church. Let's pray for also the places that God had extended his church to Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, to India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, also Sierra Leone and Malawi. Lord, we pray you bless each and every member, worker, pastors, elder, O God, and families in all these places that you had placed your church and had extended, even individual members, O God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will uphold them with your grace. I pray for favor that we receive from you, from all these places, governments, O God. We come against the spirit of injustice, abuse, anti-evangelism, anti-ministry, whatever work of Satan, we rebuke it and we nullify it in the name of Jesus. We pray for all the governors to be saved. We pray that they will have wisdom and the fear of yours in their heart. They will not do anything against your will. We pray also that you will have favor to receive all whatever we need from facilities, documentations, logistics need. It will be met, O God, by you. Lord, we pray that you stretch out your hand, answer our prayers for them to be saved. Do miracles, that they will know that you are the true God and we are your servant. Let's pray now also for the church to grow. Pray for yourself to be filled with the Holy Ghost, to go on and serve the Lord. Tell him, Lord, I want to serve you. Lord, I am willing to serve you. Fill me once again with the Holy Ghost. If you have not yet received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, cry to God to fill you with the Holy Ghost gift. And the Holy Spirit will come upon you and will fill you you will baptize you, and he will give you the gifts so that you will serve him. I pray, O God, for the gift of speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues. I pray for gift of prophecy, evangelism, gift of message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of healing, gift of faith, gift of gift of also leadership, administration, showing mercy, generosity, ushering. Lord, I pray for pastors, teachers, evangelists to be raised up, O God, in serving you, Lord. We thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Raise up more workers to save you, O God. To spread your word, we pray for more souls to be reached out, harvested, and brought into your feet. O God, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy. Lord, we pray even today, you anoint the worship, anoint the songs. Anoint all the items of our worship, O God. Anoint us with the Holy Spirit. Walk with us, walk among us, O God. Touch us, fill us, speak to us, anoint this recording, O God. Anoint the songs, the prayers, the giving, the message. O Lord, take your word and spread it. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you, for there is no other name but you, O Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's all stand. To you and for you. We thank you, God. Continue to anoint us, speak to us, guide us, Lord, into a victory. As we are singing and clapping our hands and giving praise unto you, fight the battle for us. Fight the power of darkness. Break the bondages. Release people from Satan and sin and the power of darkness. Protect us from sicknesses, from the arrows of the enemies, from all the work of Satan. We rebuke it all in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands.
Treading my shame.
Continue to lead us, O God, to do the right things, O Lord, to do the ministry and the service that you call us. Thank you, Lord. Go before us, the power of your presence in our lives. Don't send us without going ahead of us, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to anoint all the ministries, the workers, all the congregations, families, even individual members. Use them to live, to impart and impact your word to the world around them, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to make a difference, in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers.
Thank you.
God. Change each and every one of us life, oh God. Change our thoughts and minds and our orientation. Let us see things in the way you see it. And give us willingness to continue to go on through the narrow gate, narrow way that you are leading us to. Accept our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.
O God, take our life and all that we have. We dedicate all to you, O Lord, for the service and the ministry. O Lord, use our life as a living sacrifice for you, O God, to bring your word in the gospel to all nations around us and all over the world, and to continue the mission and the work of yours till you come and take us, till we hear your voice. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Lord, until that time, preserve us, strengthen us, provide for us, protect us. Continue, Lord, to deliver us, O Lord, from all power of darkness, and sustain us with the perseverance through all trials. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let's now worship the Lord with our tithes and offering and our first fruit and giving to him our vows. As we give to the Lord will give us back and God will bless us. The Lord shall continue to provide our needs and sustain us with bounty. As we show our faithfulness to God by giving him a portion of what he gives us, the Lord will open the windows of heaven and bless us and rebuke the devourer in our lives and remove pestilence, fines, penalties, accidents, sicknesses, losses. The Lord himself will rebuke it, even when we are sleeping. And he will let all nations know that we are blessed, a nation is blessed by him. Lord, I thank you for all my brothers and sisters who obey your word and brought their tithes and offering and first fruits and vow to you. Open the windows of heaven and bless them, and pour out so much blessing that they will have no place to keep it, and bless the places that they are working, so they will continue to be blessed and continue to bring to you what you do for you. I pray for my brothers and sisters who have not yet experienced the joy of giving. Train them and enable them to give joyfully to you what is belong to you, O God. And I pray also for those who are breathing, has no jobs, no income. Provide for them so that all their needs will be met, and they will also exercise their faithfulness toward you and bring what is due for you. I pray also, Lord, I know this amount of money, multiply it and use it to meet all the needs, O God. Even we ourselves as a church, our eyes is on you, O God. All the bills, all the needs, all the requirements, we trust you that you will meet all the needs as we commit ourselves to continue to obey you. We thank you, Lord, we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We continue today speaking from the Book of Revelation, and inspired by the sermon of Jesus on the Mount, that a candlestick shall not be put under the bushel, but it will be light for others, and the church is a candlestick. And today we start to speak about the church in Philadelphia. The meaning of Philadelphia is a brotherly love. Book of Revelation, chapter 3, and verse 7 to verse 13. This is a victorious church. How many of you want to be victorious in Christ Jesus our Lord? Amen. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an door, an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not but do lie, behold, I'll make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptations, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, and no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go on, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is in New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Amen. We thank you, God. We bless you, magnify you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to anoint my lips and put verses and statements to encourage and to teach your people your ways and your commands. I pray the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished. I pray for new souls to be saved. I pray for revival of people to know you and to follow and to walk in your ways, O God. O God, take full control of our lives, the life of your church and your people. Transform us, protect us, use us. Let your word for the church in Philadelphia applied and come true in the life of your church and your people. We thank and we praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. This church was victorious church. Philadelphia, they are known by their love to God, their love to Jesus Christ, their love to the Word of God, and their love also to their brethren, to one another. They love also the work of God and the ministry that He had entrusted to them. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. That church was in a place, was very, they were very persecuted and they were very pressurized because of their non-compromising stand against the evil doers and against the work of Satan, and they were opposed and they were not willing to compromise and they were not willing to give in. And that's why here the Lord come to them and present to them himself in a way to encourage them to go on and serve him. The first thing he says, these things say he that is holy. Jesus presents himself as holy. He is the Holy One. He is God who appeared in the flesh, and he told them the one who is holy. It means that we need to follow the example and the style of life of Jesus and apply what we learn from him in our lives. You know, he is God, he is the Holy One. We are not God. We are not holy. But God wants us, Jesus wants us to live in holiness. We are the people of God and we need to live in love and also holiness. In Acts chapter 3 and verse 14, Apostle Peter present Jesus Christ to the Jews as the Holy One. He is God who is appearing in the flesh. And Jesus was full of love and he worked. He came with a mission. He came for a service. He preached the word. He did the work of God. And he was willing even to be killed and crucified on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, so that we will have a way for us to reach God the Father and to reach heaven by nailing our sin on the cross. So we need to follow the same example of our Holy One, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our elder brother, and he is the first one who resurrected from the dead. Acts 3 verse 14 say, but he denied the Holy One and the just, and desire a murderer to be granted unto you. He told the Jews about Jesus. He is the Holy One. And here Jesus presented himself to the church of Philadelphia. He's speaking to them, and he's even speaking to us today, that we need to go through the same way that he passed, through persecution, betrayal, plagiarized, mission and work, and spreading the word of God, and finally was put to death. He is telling them, I want you to follow my example. He is the Holy One. In the book of Revelation, chapter 4, he is the Holy One. Book of Revelation, chapter 4, and verse 8 to 11. Let's read so we can understand. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they were created. Here they worship him. They worship the Lord, and they call him here, Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. As we call the Lord holy, God requires of us to live a holy living. And one of the holy requirements of the holy living is to continue to have love for the people around us. Love to God, love to Christ, love to His Word, love to evangelize, and love to do the ministry of the Lord. Even we are plagiarized, we are in pain, we are suffering, still part of holiness, we need to continue to serve the Lord. Revelation 3:7, after he told them that he is holy, he that is holy, he that is true, he that is true. John 14:6. Jesus say about himself, John 14:6. Jesus say unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He's telling them, I am the truth. And as we stand before Jesus, now we have to live the truth, we have to say the truth, we have to proclaim the truth. And that is our accountability. He is confronting the church. He's telling them, I'm holy, the Holy One, so you do the same. I'm the truth. Yes, you need to stand and continue the ministry in the truth that you had, received. This is encouraging message. This message had been sent to a church who are pressurized and persecuted by the synagogue of Satan. Synagogue of Satan was in that city of Philadelphia. They were opposing the church, but that church had not stopped proclaiming about the Lord Jesus Christ. They did not compromise, they did not give in. They did not say, don't pressurize us and we will obey you. We will follow what you want. They were boycotted. They were isolated, but they did not give in to all such kind of pressures. That's true. He that had the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. That is here the statement of Jesus clear. He say, who holdeth the key of David. You know, key is sign of authority. When you have the key, it means that things in your hand. He's telling them, the things all in my hand. Not based on the people's opinions or circumstances or certain authority decisions. I am holding the key of David. So he has the government, he has the superiority, he is sovereign, he has the supremacy, he is overall. He is telling them, everything is in my hand, does not depend on people or their opinion. You continue in the way that I want you to be. I have in my hand the key of David. He that openeth, and no one can shut. If I do something, no one can stop it. And I've stopped something, no one can open it. No one can reverse. He's saying that no one can reverse the work of God. Don't be deceived. He is encouraging them. Sometimes the devil wants to discourage you. Want to deceive you. He said, what I open, no one can shut. And what I shut, no one can open. No one can reverse what God or Jesus is doing in our midst. The Lord is in His church. Today God is encouraging us, encouraging you. No one can reverse what He is doing in our midst. The key of David. Let's go to the scriptures. And because when he was telling them this word, he is confirming to them that he is with them. And he is happy with them. To encourage them to continue to serve him. Isaiah chapter 22. Isaiah chapter 22, verse 22 to 23. Isaiah chapter 22, verse 20 to 23. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and I will clothe him with the robe and strengthen him with thy girdle, and I will commit thy government into his hand. And he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Verse 22, and the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder. The key of the house of David is the key of the government. So he shall open and none shall shut. And he shall shut and none shall open. The final word is belong to our Lord Jesus Christ. As we stand on His word and obey His commands, no power can stand against it. And I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place, and he shall be for a glorious throne to his father's house. Where God had placed us, the enemy cannot move us. Amen? We need to persevere in serving the Lord. Even moving to the New Testament, in Luke chapter 1, speaking about the key of David, the key of David is the key of the government, is the kingdom of the keys for the kingdom of God, the throne of God. Remember in Philadelphia, the synagogue of Satan is there, was opposing the church. The devil may oppose us, but he is defeated. The devil may use people to oppose us, but he is defeated. In Luke chapter 1, and verse 31 to 33, and behold, thou shalt conceive, that is the angel to Mary, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, the throne of the kingdom of God. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom shall be no end. So here, when he's telling to the church in Philadelphia, I hold the key of David, they know what is the meaning of it. It is an encouraging message that with them is the higher authority that ever they can wish to have. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18 and 19. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build up my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. The key of David are the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. That is another encouragement for the church. When he told them key, they go through the scriptures and they understand what he is meaning with the key that he has, and he sent telling them, I am the one who sent you the letter, have the key. So continue persevering in serving the Lord. I have the key of the kingdom of God, the key of the government, the throne of David, the supremacy, he is the overall. And in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, and verse 17 and 18, let's read about the key, the word key. Book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. And when I saw him, that's when Jesus appeared to John and what he told him and what they experienced. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Peter, fear not. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. You know, here he has another key here, not only the key of the kingdom of God or the throne of David or the also government, but he has the key of hell and death. What he's telling them, I'm closing hell and death ahead of You will not be there, but you will be safe with me. He opened for us, he has the key of heaven, the key of the kingdom of God to enter in. And he closed in front of us, in front of the church of Philadelphia, hell and death. That is the power that Jesus Christ presents himself to the victorious church in Philadelphia, because that church was heavily persecuted. To encourage them to go on, to continue in love, to continue in holiness, to continue in that truth. God was calling that church to persevere in doing the work of God. He told them in verse 8, Revelation 3:8, I know thy works. Now the positive things. He started to tell them, I know thy works. And when he told them, I know thy works, not only works, the Holy Spirit will remind them of all what they have done to the Lord. They will be encouraged. And even today for us, there's a work prepared in advance for us to do. We need to do it. How many of you are willing to do the work of God? Raise up your hand, there's work prepared for you in advance to do it. Yes, Lord, I'm willing to do the work of yours. I know thy works. Behold, it means look, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Now here, the Lord is telling them, look, there's an open door for you. This door, no one can shut it. What is this door? What is this door and the importance of this door to the church in Philadelphia? You know, this church in Philadelphia will be communicating with the rest of the world around it and to the whole world in general, with a roads, you know roads? Like highway. And through that road, they'll be able to communicate. That was the door that Jesus had opened to that church, and no one can close. He said to them, they cannot close this door. As long as you are persevering, that door will continue to open. Now, the other six churches in that we are dealing, actually, listen to me, they are around there, and this road is the same, passing through it also. So what is this door that God had opened? The church should be in communication with the world around, not only to receive resources and not only for the merchandising purpose, but that door is the door of evangelism. Have you get the point? The point, the door is to preach the word of God. Are you glad to hear today that God had opened a door for you no one can close? And that the door is reaching new people. The church will be able to stand the power of darkness and the pressure of devil when the church continues to evangelize. When we continue to reach the lost, that is the door that no one can close. And I always pray, Lord, open the door for me. Open door for me, O God. And I know that good number of you are praying for you, are praying for me, for my good health, for strength, for protection, for provision. This time, please pray for me that a door will be open for me to evangelize, to reach people, to reach new places. even a few people. It will make a difference. The church will be sustained with the, when the church reaching and evangelizing in new people. When we share Christ, when we share His word, when we stand on His word, the devil will continue to pressurize us. But there's an open door for the church of God. We might be pressurized, my brothers and sisters, with different circumstances. Pressure in the family, pressure in the work, pressure in finances, pressure in health, war, troubles, famines, difficulties, persecution, isolation, boycotting, different kind of pressures. But we overcome by continuing moving through the open door that Jesus had opened and let open for the church. The door for evangelizing, reaching new people. That is how we overcome. That is how we can continue walk victoriously for the Lord. The Church of Philadelphia, the devil had to try all what he can to close that church. But the brethren in the Philadelphia, they continue to open their mouth and preach the word of God to the world around them. My brethren, let us take this promise of God. I have opened a door in the front of you. Behold, you say, open your eyes. Check this door. I open for you for evangelism. Even a few people, Bible study, one family, you go move. That's how you downthrow the work of devil. Devil is troubling you in your workplace, in your family, in your finances. Trouble devil and downtrodden him under your feet by obeying and moving forward, preaching the gospel to the people whom God is allowing you to reach. Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, when he was at Ephesus, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, please continue to pray for me that God will open to me a door. I am sick, and this is my healing, and I preach His word. I am in desperate for such door. Open door, O God. Open, you pray, you cry out to God. Open door for me, Lord, to preach your word. To reach people, to reach others, to reach a friend, to reach neighbor, to reach relatives. In the name of Jesus. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 8 and 9, let's read what Paul say to the Corinthians. But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. He say, I will stay at Ephesus. I will tarry. I will wait in Ephesus until Pentecost. Why he will stay there? Because the good weather is there, the prices are down, and people love him. People like him. Why he want to stay there? He say, an open door open for me. Oh. What is the open door? That's really how we describe it. He say, for a not open, a great door. A great door and effectual is open unto me. Effective work. Effective door. A great door was open for him. Can you see the effective door and the great door that opened for you? Can you see it? What he say? Many they love him. Yeah? And many they like me. And many they love me. And many they speak good word to me. He say about that door, he described it. And there are many adversaries, many who oppose, many who are fighting back. Hallelujah. I can see now the door. Many are stubborn. Are you there? You stay there where you are. God has placed you. Because that is the door that God has opened for us as a church. For many are adversaries. Yes, Lord, I can see it. And I will continue to preach your word in the place that you have placed me. You say, I will stay there until the Pentecost. Until the day of Pentecost, the day that the Holy Spirit fell upon the church and filled the disciples. And that is, by date, is just this Sunday, this coming Sunday, the day of Pentecost. That the day that the church was baptized with the Holy Spirit, it was 50 days after Jesus' death and resurrection. And it is this coming Sunday, is the day of Pentecost. The point here, the lesson is, today we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost to preach God's word. If there's opposition, that is the door. If there are stubborn people, if there are people who are against you, that is the open door. That God is kept you there for this. You say, I will tarry. We need to tarry until the Holy Spirit will go ahead of us and overcome the power of darkness and lead us forward in preaching His word. Let's all stand. The victorious church, the church of Philadelphia, to be more in love, more in holiness. Yes, Holy Spirit, come rain down. All comforters, come and fill us. Anyone of you have not yet received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, cry to God, lift up your hand and Him, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. I want to serve you, Lord. Thank you for the great and effective door, effectual door, that God, that you had opened for me. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh God, touch us and fill us, oh Lord. Tell us once again. We thank you, Lord. We appreciate the door that you opened for us, the great door and effectual. O Lord, to preach your word, you continue to persevere, O God, reaching the sheep and the lost, and helping those who are in need, O God, of yours. O God, take your word and spread it. I pray that many, I believe, will receive the Holy Spirit baptism, O Lord, as they pray, as they ask you, O God. O Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us, and keep us from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.